is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To the south of France. To paradise. Simon Constable reporting for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications. Right now, watching the climate. It's been raining for weeks. There are large, tragic stories in South America, Brazil, because of the rains and the floods. Same for Australia. Question is, have the rains in the agricultural breadbasket of France, have they dominated the fields to the point that the crop is damaged? Simon, a very good evening to you. You reported when we last spoke that the fields were getting flooded and that worried the farmers. What's happened since then? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It has rained. It has continued to rain since then. Today, it's not raining, and tomorrow it will rain again, and we're hoping that that's the end of it, at least at the levels we've seen. It was gushing down gullies and off the roof for a lot of places, and farmers in the area are saying, look, it's okay if it stops now-ish, if the rain stops now-ish, but if it continues much further, then we could have some real problems. And these are people who have obviously been doing this for many, many years. So let's hope it does stop so the crop does not get impacted badly.
We don't know if this is connected to 7 years drought, 7 years of floods. That's an old saying from the 19th century. We don't know if this is climate change. We don't know if, for example, the volcano Tonga, there's a story that Tonga, when it exploded, put 10% more of water into the atmosphere, and it's still coming down. We don't know. We're just citing these things because when it hits an agricultural plateau, such as Brazil or south of France, it's damaging to the global economy. We move from what we eat to what we build with and drive with. Simon, the commodities, I first check on energy. Any change in Europe?
I slipped down a tiny bit on oil. It's now $82 a barrel for Brent crude. Diesel fuel, which is what most people use in this area, is now at around $185 per liter. However, for some strange reason in this area, I've been able to get it for less than $170, and that's a great feeling. I know these figures sound very good on the on the comparison with America, where it's much cheaper, but they are pretty good prices. We've also seen copper pull back a little bit, and copper is absolutely necessary for cars and for building houses. And what was interesting, it went up to an all-time high above $5 per pound, and now it's down back at $4.93. What's happening here doesn't really reflect what is going on in the copper market from a fundamental point of view. There's been speculators who have been selling contracts, many, many contracts of copper on the futures exchanges, and that's been pushing the price down. And this is a really just a speculative thing going on. I think what will happen over the longer term is that as more and more electric cars are demanded by consumers, we will see the price go up and up and up because there is simply not enough copper in the world, or that has been discovered yet under the ground, to basically fulfill the demand that is coming, and that will be huge. So this is very interesting now. It's a blip down, and Reuters did a very good piece, very detailed piece on this.
And Simon, the presumption was that the copper price reflected the Chinese economy getting back into gear, but you're saying not. This had to do
in this case, not. I think you have to look over long periods. So when you've got speculators involved in a market that is very thin compared to blue chip stocks or the very biggest U.S. stocks where there's lots of traders, when you go into the commodities market, when you leave the oil part of that and you go into metals or anything else, you're talking about a lot less liquidity in that market. So getting in and getting out of a position does impact the market on a short-term basis.
Politics. National Rally is your right-of-center party. The Le Pens invented it. They have a new lead voice now, but it's still looking to do well in the French elections in future. However, there's a European Union election forthcoming in the early June, and I've been reporting on the Alternative for Deutschland in Germany, right-of-center, Vox in Spain, right-of-center, Brotherhood Alliance in Italy, right of center. National Rally is an old-style populist politics. Is it making the national news in France that it's looking to do well at the European Union along with its comparable populist parties in other countries? Are they talking about that, or are they closed-mouthed about it?
There's no closed-mouthed about it. The National Rally, which used to be basically the National Front here, which is a very right-wing and previously anti-Semitic organization, it's no longer really worried too much about that. It's rebranded itself as National Rally, and it's getting a lot of interest from people, particularly those in rural areas, like where I live. You're getting more people thinking, maybe this is a time to go with that party. Now, the good news and the bad news, depending on which way you look at it, is that you can be in the European Parliament, and that's a useful thing, but it doesn't involve running the country of France, and that requires getting into the French Parliament. And this won't do anything to do that. It really is a measure of how frustrated people are in the area that I live in and similar areas.
The EU election is said to turn on two major stories. One is immigration in all of the EU, the crisis of Italy is hit hard. Greece is hit hard because of the front line of migrants coming from North Africa. However, all France is hit hard because you have to get to France to cross the English Channel, and the UK, not in the EU, but certainly suffering from the EU's inability to solve immigration. The second issue is net zero, green technology. Let's concentrate just on migration. Is that a story that plays in France? Are they worried about the migrants coming from North Africa?
Yes, they are. I think all of Europe is now worried about migrants coming in uninvited. There is an immigration process in France that's quite well oiled, and people can apply for visas to come work in France, and it doesn't necessarily require the same level of financial support that you would need, or some financial wealth that you would need to go to America just on a whim. So it is worrying when you've got people who are undocumented and unregistered with the government, so the government doesn't know who is here. And I think people are getting a bit frustrated with that. France, like most of Europe, is going through quite a tough time at the moment following the invasion of Ukraine by Russia and the cutting off of what was cheap energy from Russia, coming to mainly to Germany, but also to other places. So it's impacted everyone. And I think people are just saying, enough, do something. And, you know, your talk is nice, Mr. Macron. Maybe you need to be a little bit tougher on illegal immigrants than this. Certainly that's what they're doing in the UK. And even Ireland is worried about it. Austria is worried about it. All these big countries where people can go and you know, want to have a good life, they're getting frustrated.
Simon Constable, writing for distinguished publications. He's in the south of France watching the rains fall. We're also watching the European Union vote in early June. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.